Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. So according to some sources very close to the matter, Google, which is of course Alphabet's flagship subsidiary, has granted a select group of companies early access to Gemini. So this is its conversational AI software, and this is reportedly coming as a competitor to GPT-4. So this is kind of setting the stage for a potential rivalry in the generative AI space. Obviously, there's already a rivalry with Google's Bard, although I'd have to look up the actual statistics on usage. I feel like I don't hear as much about Bard, so I'm not sure if it actually is, you know, being used as much as GPT-4. And perhaps this is, this is what's going to change that. So the way we're finding out about this is because a bunch of different companies are getting early access and they're trying it out. We're hearing that this is fairly powerful. I think the significance of Gemini's rollout really can't be overstated for Google. The tech giant has really ratcheted up its investment in generative AI technologies this year. And it's doing it apparently in a bid to kind of bridge the gap left by OpenAI's kind of jump into the market with the introduction of GPT-4 earlier this year. And I think that's a move that really kind of captivated the technology community. Obviously, we've seen Google was really kind of in panic mode. I can't remember what they called it. It was like a red, like alert mode or something. All hands on kind of deal where Google was like, you know, trying to stay relevant. They were worried that ChatGPT was going to replace them as a search engine, that they were going to kind of die in that regard. And so they came out with Bard, of course, and they really hustled to make that happen. Now, I think Gemini isn't just a standalone model. I think it's kind of like an ensemble of kind of large language models designed to serve a variety of functions. Now, this is the way I believe the AI future goes. It's not just one big ChatGPT or one big Bard or one big, Anthropic's Claude model. It's really like we're creating like a whole bunch of AI models that are experts at one thing really specific. And then if you can find a way to tie all of those together, so perhaps Bard is the interface or ChatGPT is the interface, but then it kind of outsources tasks to all of these different areas. I think this is essentially how we solve the problem of, you know, people are like ChatGPT hallucinates, or it's not good at math, or it's not good at science, or XYZ, reasoning, whatever it is. Essentially using this approach, which ChatGPT and GPT-4 currently are already using. There's like when the model weights were leaked, we found out that GPT-4 has like 16 experts within it. So when you're querying it, it's relying on those. But I think it gets to the point where it's not 16 experts. We have like, you know, 2,000 experts inside of GPT-4 that it becomes really powerful, really lethal. The combination of all of those things, you ask it a question and it's, you know, pulling up charts and giving you analytics and stats and, all sorts of really powerful stuff. So I think we're going to get there. And I think that this is kind of the direction that Gemini is going to be, you know, taking right now. And this kind of ranges from powering chatbots to offering features that can summarize text or even generate original text based on user inputs. I think this could include a broad spectrum of applications like drafting emails, creating music lyrics, or even writing news stories. So the utility of Gemini goes beyond text. It's also anticipated to assist software engineers in writing code, something, you know, GPT-4 is already doing. And I think that's because they kind of worked with GitHub and Microsoft and kind of got that all integrated into it. But Gemini is also going to be creating original images in response to user queries. So it's essentially like if they were integrating DALL-E 2 into the model or Midjourney into the model, which is great, right? This is where I believe everything will go, and I think everything should go. So currently Google is getting, like, essentially allowing developers access to a fairly expansive version of Gemini, although it's not the most extensive version under development, which is expected to be more comparable to GPT-4 in scale and capability. And expected is like, I use that term loosely because we would hope that it's better, right? When you're behind the mark, you can't just be as good as GPT-4. If it's not better than GPT-4, no one's going to use it if it's the same thing. So we would hope, and so we're expecting it to be better than GPT-4, but that doesn't mean it's going to be a reality. Google probably won't disappoint. They know what's at stake, so I believe, you know, I one can only hope it will be better, but it's up to us to kind of see. And also, if it's, you know, who cares if it's better than GPT-4? Right now, we know that OpenAI probably has their eyes on GPT-5, and so, you know, we got to consider, is it better than the next version that is going to very quickly follow after? So I think as part of its broader AI strategy, Google intends to make Gemini commercially available on its Google Cloud Vertex AI service. And I think this follows last month's incorporation of generative AI into Google Search for users in India and Japan, a feature that, you know, presents text or visual results in response to prompts. Additionally, Google has started offering its AI-based solutions to enterprise clients. So they have a monthly user fee at $30. While Google didn't, Google's trying to keep everything under wraps for this. But I do think that these moves, you know, clearly indicate a focused push into the lucrative field of generative AI for them right now. This is a big area. And, well, you know, what's kind of interesting is beyond just being lucrative, I'd be interested to see the numbers, but beyond like the net sales they've made from their AI solutions and tools they've come out with, by talking about all the ways that AI is getting integrated into the products, their stock price has really taken off. So I'm not sure which one they've made more money from, their stock going up because they're integrating AI into everything, or perhaps increased sales from AI. That'll be interesting to follow. But regardless, you know, AI is a huge play for Google. This is really important. It's sink or swim for them right now. And I think, you know, we're seeing what happens when you push a company. They know their survival is like kind of on the line. It kind of matters at this moment, right? If they don't adopt, someone else will. And so I think we're seeing Google fight fairly hard. And so far I've been impressed, but we'll see, you know, what happens with this new launch of Gemini.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for joining me on the OpenAI podcast. It'd mean the world to me if you would rate this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.